little nipply out. We have What's Your Point?
What the hell are you talking about?
The facts of the case are these.
You can't handle the truth.
I appreciate your response to that.
Here's a good idea.
Have a point.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
What's your point?
Your point.
Ladies and gentlemen, What's Your Point is an expression session that we do on Mondays. It's got to be brief, man. Concise. One sentence is all you get. But it can get it off your chest. It could be an observation. It could be aggravation, celebration, something good over the weekend. What a great sports weekend. That's the best sports Sunday I've had in a long time. Like, the Super Bowl's on a Sunday. That's all great. But this was just a combination of everything. Everything was great. Coming off of the high Saturday night with the Boston Bruins. Had a great win on Saturday night. Chippy game. Come back out, you get Tiger's win in the Masters. One of the great sports stories of all time, whether you like him or not. Celtics win. Then you follow that up with Game of Thrones. It was the greatest Sunday of the year. Greatest Sunday of the year. That's my point. What's Your Point is brought to you by our friends at Mitchell's Fresh. Point is, there's no better, fresher salsa around. It's made right in New Hampshire. Mitchell'sFresh.com. Check them out. One sentence. You can call 888-556-7625 or 603-431-ROCK. You can text 82945. If you've never texted us, just put the buzz together, no spaces, the beginning of the text, and we'll get it. And emails, GregRoadkillLaura@morningbuzz.com. Laura, what's your point?
Congratulations to all the Cub Scouts that put on that were involved in a great event, the Massabesic Chuck Wagon at Camp Carpenter on Saturday. 30 different chuck wagons were entered in.
A lot of chuck wagons.
Wow. It started, we were there at 7 a.m. and didn't leave there till after 5. It was a long day, but they worked hard.
Every time I hear the phrase chuck wagon, the combination of words, I think of the dogs running under the sink.
Absolutely.
Every single time. Scotty, what's your point?
Bring on the new Star Wars. I know we got quite a few months, but the trailer's got me.
Christmas,
I'm
right?
Christmas.
Kelly Brown, what's your point?
Pecans. You giving cashews a run for their money.
Love pecans.
Yeah.
You swing for the fences sometimes.
Although, you know, the macadamia is pretty good, but too pricey. Yeah. Can't get them all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Kelly Brown.
Pecans aren't cheap either.
Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start off with Daniel Kelly. He's got a good one.
Daniel, what's your point, buddy?
You know, some men would just accept the pain discomfort, but Kelly Brown says nay.
That is a horse joke right there. That's pretty good. Caller of the week, put him in there. That's nipple humor. Did nobody get that? Am I the only one that got it?
I got it.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, good morning. What's your point?
If you can't pick up your dog's poop, don't get a dog.
But if you can't answer the phone on time, how about that? Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm ready to see the Bruins beat up on the Maple Leafs again tonight.
You mean literally?
Go Bees!
Yeah, go Bees. That was a rough game, man. When is the announcement? I know...
Kadri is meeting with the NHL today in New York. I guess he's going to... chances are he's probably not going to play tonight.
Yeah.
He is flying back after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Justin's on the phone. Laura?
Hey, Justin, what's your point?
Hey, Laura. Hey, man, I have never been through so much not doing anything watching Tiger Woods play golf yesterday. Unbelievable.
I cannot believe how nervous I got. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. I was so afraid. It was like fighting Mike Tyson, like he was going to beat me up at lunch.
Yeah, I swear. Thank you, man. I was watching. I was nervous. I was calling my brother. He told me, don't bother me. I'm watching the Masters. I'm like, I got to talk to someone. This is crazy. I was losing it.
I got to tell you something.
Butch is on the phone, Scotty.
Hey, Butch, what's your point?
When Tiger wins, the golf world wins.
Amen. Amen. That was, 2 minutes before Jim Nantz spoke again almost? He just let the crowd do the talk, and that was what created that great moment.
Went to an amazing Melissa Etheridge show last night. She played the S out of that guitar.
She's good. What's your point? Had a wonderful weekend making bad decisions. All right. I will never own an Alexa. That's another text.
Kelly, I grew up on a farm, and when our cows are nursing and their teats would get chapped, we would use Bag Balm. That might help.
That's just fun to say, Bag Balm.
Bag Balm.
Bag Balm. Let me see. One Night at Queen in Keene Friday was a great way to start the weekend. Kadri is trash. Bruins in five. Go Bees. Yep. All right. Spent the day yesterday in Manchester with family. Hung out with my little buddy Faith. Sherry, great job to you. Some of the texts that we're getting.
Don't knock on my door at 9 o'clock at night to see if I have your keys. Weird neighbor guy. I don't know,
dude. You don't want to be an acquaintance or something like that and knock on Scotty's door at 9 o'clock.
Nope.
Tell you that. Slams the door on you and screams, "I hate my life." Joe, good morning. What's your point?
Hey, good morning, guys. My point is, look at all those chickens.
I don't know.
Those chickens?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Says it's something like a YouTube video or something. I have no idea. Heavy Metal Mike, everybody.
So, basically, was Kelly Brown's point, I like nuts?
I guess you could say that. if you were a juvenile.
Yep.
But then again, we're all kind of juvenile here on the show. So, yeah, you could say that. The man with a nipple problem.
Pecans are underrated, that's all.
Yeah, I'm not a pecan guy or pecan guy.
No, I love pecans.
I'm not sure which
so good.
Correct way to say it. Brian.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say congratulations to Kelly for his receiving his second horse reference for himself. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. You're like taking swings at the king over there. Mm-hmm. Taking some pokes at, ladies and gentlemen, Irish Dave.
What's up, Crutch Daddy?
What's up, baby?
Crutch Daddy.
Hey, Brownie Bear, why don't you go grab some of that mane and tail shampoo? Fix up that nice mop top of yours, brother.
Mane and tail shampoo.
What's that have to do with my...
Well, because you go into the horse shop to get your nipple cream.
Yeah.
Might as well get some mane and tail shampoo.
Your hair will look great.
Good to know.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing Kelly Brown likes better than a bucket of apples. Just put them down in front of him and watch them go.
Hello.
It's amazing.
Hello.
It is amazing. Right there. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, good morning. What's your point?
Hey, good morning. I want to say thank you, Red Sox. Thank you, David Price.
Yep. There you go. That's good. Can't wait to meet Tracy for the first time today for lunch. I'm sure she's listening on her way to work. There you go. That's good. Had an awesome birthday weekend with friends, mom, and sis. Finally getting along with my girlfriend in a new episode of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
First sunborn of the season. I'm not even mad about it. Yeah, can't even get mad about it.
Bring on the warm weather.
Oh, yes.
Saturday's third round of the Masters was arguably the greatest moving day ever, and Sunday was the icing on the cake.
Black Summer on Netflix was incredible.
Lafayette Maddie has tiny hands.
Whoa.
Seemed a little unfair to make fun of the man's hand size. A lot of punsters out there, Kelly. I suspected someone's been adding soil to my garden. The plot thickens.
Ha!
That's right up Kelly's alley. Way to go, Tiger. Hey, Cretchy, this is Butch. I just want you to know that wasn't me on the phone. Thank you, because I thought, wow, there's only one Butch. I mean, I thought it was you. Thank you for clearing that up. Let me see here. Kelly, is it just the one nipple, or do you have a problem with the other one? And they're rolling in.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. My last full week at my job before starting my new journey next week. Yay for the change. Good for you. Last snowmobile, hoorah, this weekend. Jackman, Maine, bittersweet. All right. Ain't none of that down here. It's all up north. Let's go to Rob, Scotty.
Hey, Rob, what's your point?
Hey, watch out. He has blue eyes. I've always had blue eyes. Quote of the day yesterday.
That was a good one.
G-O-T.
That was a good one. Not going to give it away. Hi, let's go to Bigfoot. Bigfoot, what's your point?
At 71, Steven Tyler can still sing his butt off. God, we saw him the other night. What a great show.
I bet. The dude can sing. No question about it. No question about it. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa's got some good news. Hi, Lisa. What's your point?
Hello. Good morning. Turning 40 after being diagnosed with breast cancer at 37 feels great.
Good for you, hon. Congratulations. That's awesome. Good news. All right, not bad.
Nope,
not bad for a rainy Monday.
Yeah.
You know, Marathon Monday, Eric Fried is certainly a lot to talk about. One of the great days in sports yesterday we got to witness. We have news and sports with this man coming up right after we do this. We're coming right back.